Daf Lamed Tes and Aleph on top. What are the three that we know that are called Misholim, parables about a fox? So one pasuk says in Yecheskel, Ovas Yechlu Boiser, our fathers like ate Boiser, that's grapes. Veshine Rishbonim Tekena, and the teeth of our children will become bad, will become Tekena, knocked out. So Rashi says, Moshalhu, it's an example here, a parable, Sharima Shila Sazev, that the fox fooled the wolf. So this is one of the psukim that's called a parable. Another pasuk is in Vayikra, Moiznei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek. They should have just balances and just weights. And another pasuk, Mishlei Tzedek Mitzora Necholitz, a tzedek will be saved from pain, from tzoros. For Yavai Rosh Atat and a Rosh will come instead of him. So these are the three psukim that were able to make parables out of them. And Rashi explains that all these three psukim really have to do with one maisa, one story here, that the fox and the shul, they brought it to a suda, and one wanted to kill the other one, and we dash in these three psukim this way. Now the Gemara says, Omalei Kaifa Rabbi Gamliel, or Kaifa Set Rabbi Gamliel, said like this, Eloi Keichem Ganef, you should know your Hashem, he's a Ganef, he steals. Why? The pasuk says, "Vayapel Hashem olekim tardeim al Adam." Hashem put Adam reaching to sleep. Vayishan, he went to sleep, and then he took out the tzel, he took out the rib, and created Chava. It's like he stole his rib at night. So on the lay brate. So Vaisa's this Kaifra's daughter was there, and the brate, the daughter alone, said, "Listen, Shavka, leave my father alone." She said to Rabbi Gamliel, "The Anoma Hadrule, I myself will be able to answer him." Omrulay, so the daughter said to her father, like, Tanuli duchaseches, I want one policeman. Rashi says, Shoifet, give me like a policeman, the Shoifet, Linkay nukama, to be able to take revenge. Omrulay, so the father said to her, Lomulacha, what do you have to have it for? So she said back, Listin bo waleinu halayla, you should know robbers came into our house last night, for not limimenu kitun shakesef, he took a silver, a cup, a kitun, a silver pitcher, and Venichol Lono Kiton Shozov, and instead he left a golden pitcher. So he wanted to get a hold of that rabbi to take Nekama. Oh my lord, so the father said back to her, O Levi Shiyov Lena Bechol Yoim, like how Levi such a Ganesh should come every night to our house to take away silver and give us gold. So she said to the father, Ah, for La Yofa Hoyle Liyodam Risha and Shinotim Menu Tselo Achas, Venos Nuloi Shivchol Shamshoi. The same thing by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why do you call Hashem a Ganesh? Hashem stole. What did Hashem do? He took a tzela, he took a rib out of Adam Rishon, but instead he gave him back Chava, he gave him back a wife, a shivcha l'shamshoi, that will serve him. So isn't it worth it? So therefore Hashem is not called a ganef. Oh my lord, so the father said, no, listen, hochi kemina, this was my question. Elo l'shak lebadei, how come Hashem did not take the rib out of Adam when he was alive? Do it in front, don't do it when he's sleeping. Ormulei, so she answered back also, I'll tell you like this. Listen, give me a raw piece of meat to Bisra. Give me a raw piece of meat. So the father gave her a raw piece of meat. She put it underneath her armpit. That's where she put this meat. And then Afrikta, she took it out. And Omala, she said to the father, listen, if you want to, you can eat from this piece of meat now. Omala, she said back, no. He said back, no, easily. This piece of meat now is disgusting. I wouldn't eat it. It came out of your armpit. So she said back to the father, listen, if so, for your other Mauritian army, the same thing for your other Mauritian. Heavy Shakilo Bhadei, if Hashem would have taken out his rib when he was awake, heavy Misale, it wouldn't be nice to Adam, he would be disgusted with his wife. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch himself had to do it at night. So Kis Hashem did it Latoivo, and that's not called the Ganef. Oh, Malay Kaifel Rabbi Gamliel, Kaifel Sat Rabbi Gamliel, Yodanela Keichu, Maika Ovid. And also the Heichin Yosef, so the Kaif like said to Gamliel, I know where your Hashem, where God is, and I even know where he's sitting. But Istnig v'Yisnach, the Kaif himself was crying. Omalei, Gamliel said to him, my hi, how come you're crying? Omalei, so the Kaif said, listen, I have only one son on the other side of the ocean, v'yeshli giguyim alav, and I love him, like it bothers me very much, he's not home. Like he's homesick for him. So he said, Bina de Mechavis late, like, do you want me to daven for him, or do you want me to try and help you out in L.A.? So like Lenora's what Will said, should tell me where he is. Omar, so the Kaifa said himself, Mi adina heichaninu, do I know? I myself do not know where my son is. So now Ram Gamliel said back to him, Omalei, Diyika Biyaya Lo Yadat. What's doing on this world where your own son is, you do not know. Diyika Bishmaya Yadat. What's doing in Shemaya that you do know. In other words, you're a big phony, so don't talk. Yes, we'll start this. Omalei Kaifler Ram Gamliel. The Kaifler again says Ram Gamliel, Steve, the Pasuk says, Moine Mispalek Achovim. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu could count the stars. Moine Mispalek Achovim. So the Kaifer asked Rav Gamliel, "My Ravusa, what's so great about this? What's so great about Hashem? Ano matzino lemimno kuchvei. I can also count the stars." That's what he told Rav Gamliel. No, I see chavushe. Rav Gamliel took some quince, shadino biarbele, put it into the blender, for kamahadale, and he was mixing it up. Omale said, "Listen, when this is moving around, minyana, please count for me how many pieces you see here." Omalei, the Kaifa said back, "Listen, Okimna, let it be still, and maybe I'll be able to count it. But now that it's turning, I can't count it." Omalei said back to Kaifa, "Listen, Riki Anami Hachi Hadre, the sky is also turning around. So if you could count the stars, you should be able to count this also. Elamai, you're a phony, so leave me alone." Ika the army son say, "Hachi Omalei," this is what the Kaifa said to Gamliel. "Mona li kuchri, I know the account of all the stars." Rashi says, "Menu yimli, akachavim klayma. I know the number of how many stars there are." Omalei, so Gamliel said to this kaif, "Listen, Emali kechicha v'shinecha kama. How many big teeth, molar teeth do you have, and how many regular teeth do you have? Let me know how many teeth you have in your mouth." So what did the guy do? He didn't know. Have he shod the yod lapume? The guy put his finger into his mouth and started to count his teeth. Become onilei, and he started to count how many teeth he has. Omalei, so Gamliel said back to him, "Listen, the ikav v'pumech lo yadata. What's inside your own mouth, you don't even know. The Ikav Riki Yadata, what's upstairs in Shemayim in the skies, you do know. Leave me alone." Shem Mishkan Kav. Yeah. Omalei Kaifa Rav Gamliel. Misha Bora Horim Le Bora Ruach. The Kaifa said to Gamliel, "Listen, the Weber Hashem that created the mountains did not count, did not create the Ruach, the winds." Shemem the Apostle says, "Kihina Yaitzer Horim O Bora Ruach." It's like two different Lashonis. He was a Yaitzer Horim, that's one, and then O Bora Ruach, somebody else. So we'll send back to Kaifa, "No, you're wrong. Elo meyatir sol gabi yodam." Even by Odom alone, it says, the Siddur Pasuk says, "Vayivra v'yetzar." It says both Lashonis. So according to you, that it means two different people. Hokinami here also, you want to tell me, Misha borazel and borazel, whoever created this, not created that, how could that be? It's one person. Savad, it means it's one Hashem, and that's the Lashonis that he used. Bora and Yetzar are the Lashonis they use. As if to say, like, listen, there's one spot, one tefach, one 4 inches by 4 inches in the person. He has two nekavim over there. That means Misha Borazele Borazel. You want to say whoever created this, not created this. In other words, the eyes and the nose are right near one another. Shneva the pasuk says, "Hanotaya oizin halo yishma v'yim yoytzerayin halo yabit." That Hashem created the oizen, and he created the eyes. So they're near one another. So you want to say, whoever created this, not created that. That we did not say. Rashi says, "Hochinami misha bara eva zeh lebara eva zeh." Is that, does that make any sense? The entire can, even if you want to say it like this, "Hotenach bi evaram ruchokim." Maybe you could say evaram that are far away. Miu tefach atevach yesh no biyodim grace atevach yesh bar shnei nekovim. Hoizen v'ayin. You have the ears and you have the eyes. Kara lahai noit oizen lahai yotzer ayin. How could that be? Do you want to say like two different people created this? Two like Hashem's. One created the ears and one created the eyes so close to one another. That for sure does not make sense. And the pasuk says here also, it says, "Hanoit oizen halo yishma v'yim yotzer ayin halo yabit." It says, "Loshin of noteya by the oizen." It says, "Loshin of yotzer by the eyes." So you want to tell me two different people? Elamai avadanat. Omalei, he said, "Yes, and yes, I'll say the same thing here also. Even though there's eyes and the ears close to one another, still the two different people." Omalei said back to him, "Ovishas misa kulin espaisu." But does it make sense then when they die, everything dies together? I got another kasha on you. If you want to say there are two different people that created the person, so when one side of the man dies, the other side should still be alive. Like the two different creators. So why do you want to tell me, punk, they both agree at the same time? The kid doesn't make sense what you're saying. Savada, the pshat is one Hashem created Adam, even though it says Lashon of Yetzer and Vayivra, it's the same thing by the Horim and the Ruach, even though one says
a lashon of bara, once a lashon of yitzer, both Hashem did. Omalayahu amgushi, and amgushi Rashi says that's a mechashif, a witchcraft. Lameima, a certain witch guy said to Lameima, mefalgecha le'aluyay to hormis. The up half of your body belongs to the Yechveis shade hormis, Rashi says. Dormis shade, the name of a shade. And mipalgok the tesoi, the ahumis. From the half of your body downwards, that a different shade takes care of. They're hummus. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKori Hoki. No. Like he was masking, half, the bottom half belongs to Hashem. The top half, a shade takes care of. That's what he told him. Omalei, so Rabbi Gamliel said back to him, listen. So Amema said back to him, Omalei, and came and saw, Hechi Shavik Lei Ahumis, how come the shade lets Le Ahumis to the bottom, the Hashem, Le Avuramaya Be Abiyarye? How come it lets the water go through the body? Like we know water goes through the whole body, the blood, things go through the whole body. To the two different parts of your body, how come one lets the other one go through? Rashi says, whatever goes into your mouth comes out. So it goes through your body. So it can't make sense what you're saying, that the top belongs to the shade and the bottom belongs to Hashem. Or Malay Kesler of Tanchum. The Kesler set of Tanchum. Tall the heavy, cool and liyam echad. Listen, let all the Jews and the Goyim become one big nation. Let's make peace. Oma, so Tamchin answered back calmly, Lechaya, very good, good idea. But listen, Anan the Malilan, we have a bris milah. Le metzinim heavy kamasaycha, we can't be like you. Because we have a bris milah, we can't take away the bris milah. So the other answer is, us and you, malisu. Like you want to be one nation, so you have to make a bris milah on yourself. As I said, let me see you make a bris milah. Then the heavy kavos, and then we'll all be like one. Omalei, to the case of the king, said back to Neima Shapakarmit. Listen, you said very good, you got me stuck. But Niyo, there's a klal in my kingdom that called the Zocher Lamalko Leshadui Lebever. Whoever outwits the king gets thrown into a pit. Rashi Lebever means Mokem Chayes Royes Shamalkos. Gets thrown into a dungeon where they have nice lions there. That's what happened. So what they do to Rav Tanchum, Shadu Alabeva, they had to throw Rav Tanchum into this pit with the lions, with the wild animals. Lo yachlu, and it happened in this, that the wild animals did not eat them up. Omalehu Tzeduki, so a certain Tzeduki said to the Melech, well, don't think there's something special that he's a tzaddik, he's a great person. Rather just say, hi the lo yachlu, you know why the lions and tigers didn't eat them up? Mishum lo kofrin, they weren't hungry. Punkta was they were full. That's why they eat them up. So what the Melech said, okay, if that's the truth, have Shagyu Lele today, let's throw you down there and see if we'll eat you up also or not. So Yachlu, they threw him down, he got eaten up. Omalei Kaifa Yamil, another Maisa, another Kaifa, maybe the same Kaifa. Can't tell me Gamil. Amrisu, you say over that Kol Be'asara Shchinta Sharia. Whenever you have 10 Jews together, the Shchina is always there. Kama Shchintika, how many Shchinas are there? Habakasha, you have 10 Jews, there are a million places in the world. So how could it be a million Shekhinahs? I thought there's only one Hashem. How is it possible that any time, every place you have 10 Jews, the Shekhinah was there? So what did he do? Karyu l'shemaya, he called the kings and the kaifers Shammah's servant. Mochul bei b'afakta, he like hit him on the shoulders and say, come to me. Omalei, amai oil shimshim b'beis, said the kaifer. How come so much sun comes into your master's house? How come in the kaifer's house there's sun coming in? Omalei, the servant said back, listen, Shimsha Kuli Almanicha. What kind of question is that? The sun goes all over the world. It doesn't only come into my master's house, it goes all over the world. If so, Ragnil said back, listen, if so, Oma Shim Shamadich the sun. Tichad min Elef Alfe Rabuya. Shimsha the Kamikucha Bruchu, it's only one, what, the Elef, 10,000. It's only one of the 10,000 different Shemoshim servants that worship Hashem. And that the sun could give off its shine to the whole world, go into every single house in the world. Shchinta the Kutcha Bruch, so what kind of wonder is that the Shchinta of Hashem could go all over? Shchinta the Shchinta could also go all over. Oh Malaya, who mean all Rabavua? This min said to Rabavua, Eloi Keichem Gachem, your Hashem is a joker. That's what he said. Why who? The Kamalele Chesko that Hashem told you Chesko, Shochav al Titchas Meli, first line on the left side. Well, then the Pasuk says, V'shichtecha al tidcha yemini, lie on your right side. So it's like joking with him. What are they supposed to do? Lie on the left, lie on the right. That's what he asked the question. So also Tamida, another Talmud came into Rabbi Hu at the same time. Omalei, my time of the Shmiyasa. How come Hashem gave us the mitzvah Shemitah? That was his question. Omalei, so Rabbi Hu said like this, listen. Hashta min locho milsa de shagla tabayu. I'll give one answer to answer both of these questions here. Omalei, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu Tokla Yisrael. Zaro Sheish, plant 6 years. Veshmitu Sheva, 7th year Shemitah, leave it empty. That's like Hashem. Have me talking to Hashem. Kadesh Shetedu, you should know, Shara Shalit, the earth belongs to me, he. Fehein lo yosakin, Klaisu did not do like this. Elechotu, Klaisu did a chet, they were not Nizir and Shemitah. They worked the 7th year. The Golu, and because they had to go into Golus. Now, Minhoga Shalayla, what's the meaning of this world? Melech Vosabadom, Shesach, all of Medina, if the nation rebelled or did bad to the king, did not listen to him. Imachzori, if the king is an Achzori, a wicked man, a strong man, is Harigas Kulim, who wiped them all out. All the people that disobeyed me get killed. Im Rachmanu, if he has Rachmanus, a mercy of this king, Harichesion, a nice king, will only kill half of the people. Im Rachman, Moli, Rachman is mamish extraordinary, and Rachman, in mercy, who Miyasrak Delim, what he does is, Shabbat Mayoni gives punishment to the big ones, like it was their fault. Be Yisurim. So, Af Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu acts the same way also. That Klal Yisrael did not keep Shemitah. That's why Hashem had to put him into Golus. And now that he put him into Golus, he didn't give Yisurim to everybody, but Miyasu Esti Cheskel. He gave Yisurim as if to say Cheskel should not sleep well. Kedei Lamarak Avinu Sayim Shal Yisrael. He should be able to wipe out, to clean out the Averis of Klal Yisrael. Oh, Malayhu Minel Rabavua. Another Amin said again to Rabavua. Elokeichem Koyenu. Listen, your Hashem is a Koyen. What's my proof? It says in the Pasuk, Vayikol li truma, take from me truma. So you give truma to a Kohen. And the other Pasuk is saying, give you truma to Hashem. So it must be Hashem as a Kohen. If so, ki kovri l'moisha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the Moshe Rabbeinu, but my tovel, Hashem obviously became Tommy then. So how did he go to the mikvah? Where was Hashem tovel to become Torah? A Kohen has to be Torah. That was his question. Tachitem, maybe you'll tell me, b'maya, he went into the ocean, he was tovel in the ocean, what's the bikasha? For Ksivno, the Pasuk says, Mimodet b'sholamayim, because Hashem counts the water, knows Hashem is greater, bigger than all the water. So Hashem is bigger than all the water, how, where could he be tovel? Omalei, so Rabbi Hu answered back, you know what, benura tovel, Hashem is tovel in fire. He has fire all around him, that purifies him. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kihimi Hashem v'esh yavoy, Hashem will come in fire. So the min asked back, but still, alamdin in this min, v'salkitz v'lusa benura, whoever heard, that going into fire is a mikvah. A mikvah is water. Whoever heard going into fire will be matariyu. Omalei said, yes, adarav apum fakir. Ika tfilusa benura. The main tfilah is in fire. The Pasuk says, v'chola shalo yavu beish tabiru b'mayim. Like by the Kli Midyo, when you want to kash a kelim, so first it says, if they cooked in the keli, you have to cook in this pot of kashrut. Kobleya kach holtoi. If it went into fire, you have to fire it out now. Make hagola, make libun. And Kelim that does not need Liban or Hagolah, then it's not to put it to the mikvah. And that's only secondary. The Kopurim is also a Tyra of Eish. Eish that goes through a person, the person has to go into Eish, that also purifies the person. Oh, Malayahu Mina, Larebi Avino, whom in Setra Mavino, Ksir the Pasuk says, Mikam Chayisod, the Yechid Boritz, who is like Chayisod, the one nation in the world. Myra Vusai, what's so great about that? Also, Nami Aviso Bahadon. Like, we're also included in this. The Goyim also, the Siddur Pasuk says, Kol HaGoyim Kiye Negdoy. All the Goyim is like nothing, Negad you. Trashi Gam Atchem Lehoitzim Neklai. You're also not excluded from the thing. In other words, nobody is like anybody, Kineged Hashem. Or Malay, he said back, Meditchu Asidu Alan. You, your Navi, could be made upon us. Rashi says, means Neviim Sheyotsu Mikem Daino Bilom. That Bilam will be made with not that cloud. When the Pasuk says, Kol Goyim Kein Negdoy, means all other nations like nothing against Hashem. But not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is something special against Hashem. The Siddur the Pasuk says, Uba Goyim Lo Yitzchashiv, means, on the right side of Rashi,